shows 75,000 in income from the 30th anniversary gala.
Right.
Where are you saying it shows expense? Or are you saying that's net?
That's net.
So it's not a break-even event. They're budgeting as it a net $75,000 fundraiser.
Yeah, I think it's 73 versus 75.
73 revenue, 75.
No, they're showing 73 in revenue from surplus prior year and an additional 75 in revenue from the gala.
Yeah, but it's they're saying that they're going to use from their savings $73,000 to finance the gala. They expect revenue of $75,000.
So they're showing it as a payback.
Yes,
but
that's what they're doing. They're trying to show it as a payback from savings, essentially.
So there's an expense line up in the operating budget, or several expense lines that include the expenses of this event.
I think they did it as a separate budget, which they went over the LSB with.
Okay, so all I'm seeing...
Let me see, I'm looking right now.
Is this 73 surplus prior year, which adds to your bottom line, plus the 75 30th anniversary gala income, which also adds to your bottom line. I'm not seeing an expense anywhere for the gala, if you're saying it's supposed to be in cash and capital.
Yeah, let me check here. WPSW, where are you? Down in cash and capital. Yeah. Surplus prior year, they are borrowing $73,000. Down below, 30th anniversary in line 948, they're showing 75,000 revenue.
But you're showing, they're both shown in the budget as negative numbers, as negative expenses, right?
In cash.
Yeah, 75,000 in cash, and they're taking cash from a prior year.
Right.
That's a negative number.
And do you agree with me that if you took those two lines out, you would have $148,000 less on the bottom line?
$148,000 less.
Where is
it? Maybe a sign issue. Maybe you shouldn't have put the sign there. But
$73,000
is offset against current year expenses. Right? And the gala is an offset. Well, coming from prior year, and the $75,000 is an offset against current year expenses because you have revenue.
Is anyone else following me here? I see money coming in from the gala. I see money coming in to pay for the gala, but I don't see any money going out to pay for the gala.
Let me find it.
It's line, the cash and capital starts on line 936.
Okay.
Well, let me check here. Did they change this on me? Hold on. Don't think so. Let me just check this. They did. They met Monday night, so let me double check what they did here. I don't think they did anything drastic.
Oh, no. Okay, it must be, it is on an operating expense line, because 916, their community events expenses.
Yeah, that's right.
That's 83,000 in expense.
Yeah,
okay.
They got it. Yeah.
Okay, so they're showing the expense.
They're showing the expense. But, you know, what's interesting is they could have done it the other way, too. It would have been worked out. They could have shown the revenue as current operating year revenue and showed the expenses down below as an expense where the cash was taken from a prior year. They could have done it that way, too. But this works. It's okay. It's okay.
Expenses are on development?
Yeah, it looks like
it's on community events right under development. Line 9.
Community events.
73. Okay, yeah. Here, so he has the expense and he has the revenue, the income. Okay, so there's the 35 plus what do they have?
I'm having trouble seeing the computer.
It's weird. The revenue is under cash and capital on line 948. The expense is under community events on line 916.
Well, it's also, but that's because they're pulling the cash from the prior year.
Yeah, you do have
the cash
to
from
it.
The prior year. It looks like they're just doing it to show that they have enough for October bills.
Yes.
The 35.
Yeah, I see the 83. So they've got it there.
Oh, this is the wrong one anyway. I don't have. Oh, here it is. I don't have the latest. I don't have the latest that shows the.
It should be in. Line 916, you can see it. It's in the consolidated one.
I see the expense, but I don't have the latest cash and capital budget. I'm still looking at the one that's from 919.
Okay.
Was this in a July forecast?
This is the August forecast I have here, but it was in the budget, Pacifica Foundation 2008 consolidated. And
919?
CL, column CL.
I mean,
row 916.
I basically, I don't have that. I have from 919, so that's fine. But you said they have the cash of 75 from cash and capital? And
yeah.
Then they have the expenses there all the time. And the development and the community event.
Yeah, they got the expense and they got the cash.
Okay, so they showed it. Okay, so the change from the prior one that we had, they're showing the 75 is prior year surplus.
Mm-hmm. Right. From their essentially from their savings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right,
I
look at it a little.
It's funny looking, but I'm ready to vote for it.
Yeah, it is, but it seems to work.
Yeah. Okay. That was the question. You know, it wasn't in there, so Nan's in there. So Terry, Lonnie, did you approve?
Yeah, I did move to approve.
Okay, Terry, shall we vote? Or is there further discussion?
No.
Is there an objection to approving this budget? I hear none. So, therefore, it's been moved and approved.
Madam Chair?
Yes, slide.
That's this issue of whether or not we can meet again.
Yes.
Do you want to take that up now?
Yes, we do need to take that up right now. So how many people do we have on the call? Can we meet? Tomorrow night is not good. So when are we? I don't have a copy of the latest agenda. So when are we on for Saturday?
Well, let me check. Tomorrow night would be great for me.
Not good for me at all. I have two meetings. Brian also has a meeting.
Okay. Let me see.
I'd hate to put this off because we haven't met for about 3 weeks.
Well,
okay, I'm looking for the agenda right now.
But if we have to, it would have to be early for me because I have two meetings scheduled for tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I have to work until the meeting we have tomorrow night.
Oh, Friday. Budgets are up Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So it means sometime Friday.
When does the session begin? Does the session begin at 6? Public session?
Yeah, it does.
So, I mean, is it an hour more? Is that should be enough because we need to just, I mean, from 5 to 6, if the public session begins at 6, maybe we can meet like 4:45 till 6. We'll need a room to meet in at the hotel.
Yeah. Because we could do some folks on conference call too, right?
Yeah.
You have to. No, you have four treasurers who can't be in that hotel.
Absolutely. You're right. That's exactly. That's why I say 4:45, which is like our time. 4:45 until 6. And we just have
When am I up?
And this is the executive session stuff.
Well, can we tentatively say 4:45?
Yeah, to six on for closed session.
I can't get the agenda for some reason.
You can call in. I won't be there either, so I have to teleconference in.
Okay. Are you coming on Saturday?
I'm not coming to the PM.
Okay. Oh, I object.
To what?
To you not coming.
Well, let's see. Station break.
But you'll be there. You're there for the meeting on Friday. The telephone conference. Okay, so
I'll call in.
Yeah, we should have.
I have a new thing with this financial reporting and analysis at my job.
Oh yeah, what time of the year? Yeah, this is end of month.
It's rough.
Yeah, I will soon be working also. Also, this will be my last year. I did not run for the board again.
Neither did I.
Yeah. So it's fun. So what do you see, Lonnie?
Yeah, 4:45. The budget review ends at 5. Then there's a break between 5 and 6. We're talking about 4:45 till
6.
6. Okay. Okay.
I'll go to.
Quick question here.
Yeah.
Is it realistic to assume that 8 hours into your first day of meeting, you're going to be wrapping up on time?
But if we have something to do, we do it. That's how that works.
You mean you'll just break away?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that's the time that the most critical vote will be called, but we'll break away.
Well, I mean, why don't you and I just break away from our committee meeting tomorrow night?
What time do you want to do it? I would still have to do it early then, like 5. Okay, we can.
Well, that would give us a couple hours.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say we can change. Let's say 5 till 6:30. What time does the meeting start? Do we have 7:30?
7.
7, okay, because I have another meeting at like about 8:30. Okay, so 5 to 7 tomorrow. So I'll have to be in Berkeley, so I'll have to be at the station when we have the meeting.
5 to 7 Eastern time?
Yes. No.
Wait a minute. This is Sandra. Are you saying this meeting is going to be adjourned at 5
o'clock? Oh, you'll be traveling. Right. Won't you?
Yes. My plane leaves Houston at 6:30 and arrives at 8:40 in the morning.
Okay. So you will not be available then. You'll be traveling. So, again, Lonnie, what does the agenda have on Friday?
That have a budget stuff. Let me just check, but it's got 5 to 2:45. 5 is budget review and adoption. 35 minutes times 4 budgets, 140 minutes. It may be too late to meet if they're going to do the budgets from 2:45 to 5.
Wait a minute, on Friday?
Saturday.
Oh, no, we're talking about Friday meeting.
Oh, okay.
In terms of preparation.
Friday,
yeah. 5:45. We're staying 4:45 until 5 on Friday.
Yeah, executive session on ED search. So we could meet 4:45 to 6.
Right. That's the max amount of time that we have.
Yeah, and then I'm up during the overview.
So
I'll be all fresh and everything. So, but 4:45 to 6, is that what we're saying?
On Friday.
On Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll just have to find a room, and we'll all be in those who are there will be there, then we'll do conference calls for the rest.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to have to take a break before I send this out. Well, I'll go into KPFTX. I'll send the briefly the meeting out. Okay, it's been fun. And I will talk with everyone on Friday evening.
Okay, well, thank you.
So we will entertain a motion to adjourn for the evening.
I move to adjourn to the time certain in executive session as specified.
And all right. I'm sorry, did we settle on Thursday or Friday?
Friday,
4:45 to 6.
Friday. Okay. Good
okay.
night.
Good night.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for
taking it. Okay.
Brian, could you stay on for a moment?
Sure.